Hi, I'm Sally Shattuck from Ashland, Kansas, and I've been reading Never Met a Man I Didn't Like, The Life and Writings of Will Rogers by Joseph H. Carter. Route 66 is the Will Rogers Highway. It begins near his home in Santa Monica, California, and ends in Chicago. Will Rogers was born and raised in Rogers County, Oklahoma, named for his family, on the family ranch, when it was still Indian territory, the youngest of eight children. He left home in the 10th grade and traveled the world, from St. Louis to Argentina to Higgins, Texas, to South Africa, to vaudeville, and to Hollywood. He developed into a commentator as he remarked on current events while performing his vaudeville rope tricks. He was an excellent roper, a skill he perfected while working in Higgins. Incidentally, Higgins celebrates Will Rogers Day every August. Rogers would begin his performance with his signature statement, "I only know what I read in the papers," and proceed to comment on the events of the day. I knew about Rogers slightly because as a kid I'd watched the biopic, The Will Rogers Story, starring his son Will Rogers Jr. in the title role. But I fell in love with Will Rogers when I was in college and found a record in the university library of some Rogers radio programs. Rogers was on the radio from 1929 until his death in 1935. By that time, he had become a fixture in America with daily newspaper columns, starring in movies, and writing books. I remember one bit, which I will get mostly right. Commenting on the federal estate tax, he said that what bothered him about it was the government seemed to know exactly who was going to die. He said he was sure that Mr. Vanderbilt, I think, was as patriotic as the next American, but he wasn't sure he would be willing to die on schedule for his country. I thought that was brilliant. I still do. Although a lifelong Democrat, Will Rogers was a friend of politicians of all stripes. He is credited with helping engineer the nomination of Charles Curtis, a Kaw Native American, for the position of vice president under Republican Herbert Hoover, and used his influence to keep Curtis on the ticket 4 years later. He was a fervent supporter of Democrat Franklin Roosevelt, even as he remarked about Roosevelt's New Deal. "Lord," he said, "the money we do spend on government, and it's not one bit better than the government we got for one-third the money 20 years ago." As I read this book, my thoughts turned to modern comedians and what they owe Will Rogers. There certainly were commentators before Will Rogers who poked fun at politicians. Mark Twain said, "Suppose you were an idiot, and suppose you were a member of Congress, but I repeat myself." But I think none of his predecessors or his heirs were as prolific and perhaps as influential as Will Rogers. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, and Jon Stewart owe him a lot. This is Sally Shattuck from Ashland, Kansas, for High Plains Public Radio's Radio Reader Book Bites.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.